Well, I spoke to Tyrone when the news breaks. He's a kid that we took from Macclesfield and put him to the Championship and made well over £1 million profit on him. And the kid's devastated. But we can't afford them. We can't afford the Barnetts and the Sinclairs if it goes to coming and buying them and whatever. And then there is the issue of personal salaries, and there is the issue, of course, of do they want to come and play in League Two when they see themselves as Championship players. But the players we'd love to bring here, but it's about affordability, and it's about them having a desire. Because it's okay when you come to Rotherham if everything else was right, you still need a desire.
Do you think there's any chance that, because they are on the list now, they could be available on loan and maybe they would consider a short-term move to put themselves in the market, if nothing else?
They're not available on loan.
Simple as that?
Well, we've asked. I spoke to Peterborough within an hour of the news breaking, and I was told they wouldn't be available for loan. So that's Peterborough United's business, of course, isn't it? The Peterborough United's players. And I spoke to the chairman immediately, who gave me the go-ahead to go and have a chat, which I did, but I was just told they're not available for loan.
Just to sort of finalise this situation as well, made some comments after the game about the referee.
Yep.
Club's made a statement since. Just to clarify exactly what the situation is there, you're not going to continue with the complaints, are you?
No, I think the situation is we reported it as we should have done on the day, and then it becomes a matter for the Football Association to look into. I think the Football Association said, do we want to formalise it? And the answer is that we've made a complaint on the day. And we don't want to be speaking of a referee, especially in the back of the end of a 5-0 defeat, because people look at it through screwed eyes, don't they? I would. But we made a complaint on the day. As far as we're concerned, if the Football Association have managed that in-house and in whatever way they've done it, then we'll respect that. I've had my issues with the FA, but I read some nonsense this week about people coming out and saying they're racist and they're this. They're an impeccable body. They're an impeccable body who run this game as well as any organisation could. And that's hard for me to say that when I've been smashed by them, but it's true.
Having had sort of a few days to get over Saturday, can you quite believe what happened still despite the injuries?
I can believe it. We've got it in the locker. It's the same team that went to Paul Vale. But it's not. If people actually broke down and looked at the individuals, it seems to be a little trait that it's the same individuals, doesn't it? But all we can do is we have that in the locker, and we hope as we go forward through the Christmas period into January, then that goes out the locker. We could turn up on Saturday, win 5, we could lose 4. You know, we've got that in the locker because we've not got our big players out there. Our big players are the difference.
If this is in the locker, is it important to sort of stress that don't panic when a result like this does happen? Because it is only a couple of results this year, isn't it? It's sort of spoilt a very good run that you were on, but you can get back on the saddle, can't you?
Well, I heard the Bradford City people say that we're in a crisis, and if we win our game in hand, we're level with them. We are having an indifferent start. They're having a great start. If we win, we're level with them. Walk it out for yourself.
How do you define a crisis?
The crisis is that we're not top of the league, isn't it? Because that's what comes with expectation. But if we win our game in hand, we go level on the same team as in fourth position. We play the team in third position on Saturday. We've been absolutely decimated. I don't think any person at Rotherham United in or outside the football club would disagree with that, because the facts are that they are injured. But we're having to live with that and get through that. And I've always maintained we have to be in the pack come January. If we're in the pack come January, we'll be in League One next year.
Does that give you a bit of a wry smile, though, when you hear someone say that your team's in a crisis and you're still in that position that you are now? It's only one result, really, isn't it?
Well, it's one game in hand we have. It's not just level games and we hope they get beaten, we win. We just need to take care of ourselves when they're not playing. And if we win that game, we go up into level fourth. We'll call it what you like, or get a result at the weekend, we'll be a couple of points away from third. Mm-hmm. And it's a crisis. So do I worry about it? I worry about the performance and I worry about the results, but I don't listen to the nuggets that have to say things like that to try and save their own jobs, do I?